Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to another edition of the Rise and Shine Global Ministries. My name is Daryl Hikes and I will be your host for the next 13 minutes and looks like here 22 seconds. So let's pray and just get right into the program. My apologies for being late. I didn't realize when you go live, you've got 45 seconds to call in, put your pen in and some other stuff. But you know what? That really doesn't matter. I'm live, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another opportunity of being able to minister your word. I thank you that as your word goes forth, that it falls upon hearts that are ready to receive and that it does what it's supposed to do, which is cause people to want to change or to want a better life or to want things a certain way, you know, when it comes to you. So for that, we give you thanks. It's in the wonderful, mighty, majestic name of Jesus we pray. And if you agree with that prayer, then say amen. I'm pretty excited about today's show because what I'm going to be talking about, basically, it deals with the comparison of a cake recipe and a successful life. And it's actually pretty cool teaching. So I'll just get right into it because we all want to be successful, or we should. You know, we should want certain things in our lives when it comes to success. So I'm going to start out in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. And it says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence to faith. It says, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours, and you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted even to blindness and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brother, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Wow. So there's a biblical way to never stumble. Well, let's see what it is. Now, I'd like to read something first. I think it's Psalms 34, verse 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Now, you know, I got this thing where I say, you know, well, praise God. I'll discuss that another time. I used to bake a lot when I was in my teens. And one day while I was studying the scriptures, God began talking to me about a cake recipe. And he showed me that if I wanted to continuously experience his goodness in my life, to simply follow the instructions in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 6, where we just read, where it says, add to your faith. Just like I would the instructions to a cake. So what I did, I printed off the instructions to a silver white cake and literally just broke it down to where, you know, there's flour, there's sugar, there's baking powder, salt, shortening, milk, vanilla extract, egg whites. And then I did a side-by-side comparison of, like, flour. That's your faith. And flour provides structure. That's what flour does. It's your base. And Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that's what you start off with a cake. You start out with your flour. That's your base. That's your structure. And I'm just going to give you some scriptures because normally I'd have 30 minutes, but I've only got 15 minutes this time, and I'm actually down to probably about 8.5 minutes, but let's see here. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22. Let's see. Mark 11, 22. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Now, when it's literally translated, have a God kind of faith. Well, the God kind of faith only sees the end result. The God kind of faith doesn't waver. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it says that God has given to every man the measure of faith. And it's, I find it to be pretty very interesting that I'm talking about a cake recipe and they use the word measure. So you have the faith if you're a born again believer. Because see, like, you can have the God kind of faith. It comes from God and it's given to a godly person. It's given to a believer. See, there are different kinds of faith. You know, there's belief. You know, you can literally, well, let's just stick with faith. The God kind of faith is used to get the God kind of results we want. Godly people get godly stuff. Godly people have godly things. An ungodly person doesn't have the things of God. They don't understand the things of God. They don't know the things of God. So you have the measure of faith for whatever it is you need, want, desire from God. All right. So with that being said, faith, that is your, that's your structure, that's your foundation. So we start out with flour, with a cake recipe. Now, so we've got 2 1/4 cups of flour. We're talking about a silver white cake. So we've got 2 1/4 cups of flour. We've got 1.5 cups of white sugar. Now, sugar represents godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And I may finish this up or may not. I'm not going to concern myself with it. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And it says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up in the glory." That's godliness. That's pretty simple. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. So remember, we said 1.5 cups of white sugar, that's godliness. Okay? Then we've got 3.5 teaspoons of baking powder. Baking powder represents self-control. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. Now, I think I went too far. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I'm actually in St. Louis, Missouri. I drove from Mississippi, so I've been on the road for several hours, but I said I was going to do the program, so it doesn't matter how you feel. I still got to do the program because somebody out there, this may benefit them. This may benefit them, so I'll rest when the work. See, the fun is fun when the work is done. I learned that. And you rest when you finish working. So First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22. And we said self-control is equivalent to the baking powder in a cake is equivalent to self-control in our lives. And it says here, abstain from every form of evil. Abstain means you've got self-control. So you exercise that self-control. Imagine if you had self-control in every area of life. Self-control when it comes to how you respond to situations. Self-control when it comes to cigarettes. Self-control when it comes to alcohol. Self-control when it comes to exercising. Just imagine. Wow. So, all right. Now we need 1 teaspoon of salt. Now, salt is brotherly love. Hebrews 13:1. Hebrews 13:1. So we know who makes the coffee. He does, because he says right here in Hebrews. Ha, ha, ha. Got the joke? All right, good. Let's see. Hebrews chapter 13. And let's look at verse 1. Wow, this time is wow. Okay, it says, "Let brotherly love continue." Now, brotherly love is defined as, it means to love a brother. It's phileo, where we get our word Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. The word denotes the love of brothers, fraternal affection. Now, in the New Testament, it describes the love Christians have for other Christians, because there's eros, which is a sensual love between, like, a man and a woman, a husband and wife, and somebody you're dating, or and then there's phileos, which is the brotherly love, and then there's agape, which is the God love, which is unconditional. So, brotherly love. Now, we said 1 teaspoon of salt, and salt is equivalent to brotherly love. Now we need a half a cup of shortening, which is patience. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. And it says that you do not be sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now, patience, it denotes a lenience, forbearance, fortitude, patient endurance, long suffering. Also included in this word is the ability to endure persecution and ill treatment. It describes a person who has the power to exercise revenge, but instead exercises restraint. This quality is a fruit of the Spirit. Now, we need next, we need 1 cup of milk. Milk is equivalent to knowledge. And that, you can find that in John chapter 8, verse 32, where it says, "And ye shall know the truth," and literally says the truth that you experience firsthand, that's what's going to set you free. So that that milk is knowledge. Desire the sincere milk of the word. And then we need 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Vanilla extract is equivalent to virtue. Luke chapter 8, verse 43 through 48, where it talks about Jesus said there was the woman with the issue of blood touched him. And he said, "Who touched me?" And they said, "Look at all these people around us." And he said, "Yeah, but somebody touched me because I felt virtue," which is the intrinsic quality of goodness in a person. They're virtue. And then the last thing, we need 4 egg whites, which is charity. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, "And the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit." And that's the agape love. That's the bond of perfection that holds everything together. And that's what eggs do in a cake recipe. They hold everything together. That's what it does. So, but now, you'll never add this stuff if you haven't added Jesus to your life. So if you don't know Jesus and you never added him to your life, say this after me. Jesus, I want you in my life. I receive your love and your righteousness. I hand the controls over to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, hey, look, I pray you enjoyed the program. Tune in next time. Hey, God loves you. I love you. Gotta go.